Well, tonight I was enjoying the gospel. I used to hear Luke 15 as a young person. I go, oh man, not again. But you know, I like to speak from Luke 15. And I've thought about it this way, that there's really two prodigals in Luke 15. You know, I want to spend tonight talking about our hearts. And something the guy, the preacher said tonight was, it spoke to me. He said about whether he really loved each of the people that was in the audience, loved their souls. And many of you I don't know, some of you I do. Some of you I really love. I don't know some of you, so I can't say I love you. I love you in the Lord if you're a believer. But, you know, why did you come? Why did you come to the conference? Now, I have my reasons, and you have yours. Maybe you had to come. Maybe you wanted to come. Praise God if you wanted to come. But if you did come because you wanted to come, then what a better place. There's no better place than to hear about the Lord. You know, it's a privilege to go to reading meetings. I have two young guys that work for me. They're dear Christians. They've never been at a reading meeting before. You know, I take it for granted to go to the reading meeting. Do you know what a privilege it is to sit in there? People from all walks of life taking part, giving us their practical experience that they've had, combined with the scriptures, and the Holy Spirit brings it to bear on our hearts, and we learn, and we learn, and we learn, and we learn. It's a privilege. Perhaps you've come today and or to the conference and you really didn't want to come. I feel sorry for you. I really do. Because it's a privilege to come. And if you don't feel that way, then I want to talk to your heart. But I want to talk to the hearts of each one of us. You know, there was a brother out in the other room. I was a few minutes late for the sing. And he said, you know, you see those two young guys over there? I said, yeah. And I don't remember. They were from the southern U.S. somewhere. I don't remember their names. He said, you know, I want to tell you about those guys. He said, you know, they love the Lord, those two young men. They really do. Do you know how encouraging it is to me? They're 20 and 21, and they love the Lord. And that encourages me. This guy's my age, or a little younger. What an encouragement we can be to one another. But I was thinking of the two prodigals. You know, the one, he was in the pig pen. And perhaps you're in the pig pen tonight. You say, what do you mean I'm not in the pig pen? But are you living like a pig? Are you sinning? And going on with stuff that you know is wrong? Are you looking at stuff you're not supposed to be looking at? Your conscience going, hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? You know what I mean, guys, young ladies? If you're doing the wrong stuff, you're living in the pig pen. And you know what? It's time to get out. You know, when that young man got to the bottom and he realized that he was eating pig food and he didn't need to, then he did something about it. And it says, I will arise and go. I will. You know, then there was the older brother. And he said, I won't. He wouldn't go in. He didn't go to the same level of sin as the younger brother did. But you know what? He didn't go in. Perhaps there's somebody here and you're saying, well, you know, I'm not really living too bad, but you know, you don't know the Lord. You're far from God. Maybe you're not living like those other people or like your brother over there or your sister. You think you're okay, but are you a prodigal too? Now I want to turn to some verses just quick here. The first one is in Proverbs. Proverbs 23, verse 26. Before I read this, I want to just talk to you a little bit about me. I used to sit where you sit. Not so long ago, you may think I'm ancient. And, okay, I'm older than you, most of you. But there was a time where I used to come to sings too, and I love to sing. I can't sing worth a bean, but I like to come. I like the piano. I like to be with my friends. And you know, there were times in my Christian life when I liked the words and I enjoyed them. And I sang them as a prayer. There were other times when I was kind of far from the Lord. I wasn't happy, but I came anyway. Thank God. You know, I used to look forward to the talks, as long as they didn't go too long. And I remember some in particular. 40 years ago, 35 years ago, they made an impression on me. Verse 26, my son, give me thine heart. Tonight, this verse is as real tonight as it was for me 35 years ago when I sat there. And people like me were saying, reading the same verse, and it's no different. Tonight, the Lord wants my heart, and He wants your heart. Now the question is, are you prepared to give it to Him? We talked at the beginning about whether I love you or not. And yes, some of you I really do love. There's nothing more that I would rather have for you than for you to be willing to give your heart to the Lord Jesus. You say, well, yeah, I accepted Him as my Savior. Wonderful. But what about your affections? Do you spend every day with Him? Do you pray in the morning to Him? Do you read your Bible and share a little time with Him every morning? And through the day, when you see something that's really beautiful, a sunset, something, a beautiful mountain, whatever it is, you say, Lord, that's wonderful. I love you. That's great. You know, your affections, does the Lord have them? Let me make it a little more personal. Do you love Him? Do you love the Lord Jesus? You don't have to answer me. But He wants to know that. Tonight, do you love Him? Do you love Him? The Lord Jesus says, my son, give me your heart. Give me your heart. He wants your love. For every person that's in the room tonight who belongs to the Lord Jesus, He died for you. He went all the way to the cross of Calvary for you because He loved you. And now He says, my son, give me thine heart. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to return some of His love for you? Now I know there's some young people in the room tonight and you love Him. And I know by your lives that you love Him. Keep it up. We had that verse today. Continue thou. Continue. That's a wonderful verse. Continue. Keep going. On the way here, I had no idea that they were going to ask me to talk to you young people. I was sitting on the plane and I kept on having this thought go through my mind about choice. It's a wonderful subject in the Word of God. It's encouraging for those of us who have a real desire for the Lord Jesus and for His things to make choices for Him. I was reviewing on the way here. We had a 4-hour flight in one part of our trip. So I had a lot of time to look up some of the verses about choosing. We're not going to talk a lot about particular stories, but there are fundamental things about choice. It's life-changing. We make decisions every day. But there's men like Lot in the book of Genesis. And he looked down over the valley. We did that yesterday. We went up on the mountain over here somewhere in Griffith Park. And we looked down and we could see LA and the water. It was beautiful. It was all lush. And I can just see Lot and Abraham standing up there on the hill, and Abraham says, "Okay, Lot, what do you want? You know, you pick that way and I'll go this way. You pick that way, I'll go this way." And Lot says, "Right over there in that nice valley, oh boy, where all that green is, my cattle would do really well over there." And you know, he said, "I want that." And he chose the best for himself, and he chose the part where all the wicked people lived. And he set his tent toward that very place, and he ended up living there, and he ended up losing his family in that very town. Because he chose prosperity and what he thought was better for him. He made a bad choice. You know, we learn in the New Testament he was a just man. But he made a bad choice. You know, I was reading about Joseph. Hebrews 11 tells us he made a wise choice. The result was blessing for him. Blessing for his family too. Now I want you to think a little bit about your parents. They've made choices. Those choices that they have made have affected you. What about your choices? How have they affected you, and how are they going to affect others? Because our choices are important. Now, I'm going to read another verse just before I'm done here in Joshua. There's lots of ones we could turn to. If you look this up and study a bit about choices in the Word of God, you'll find out there's a lot of them. Try to find it here. Joshua, I think it's the last chapter. Yeah, Joshua 24. And Joshua is coming to the end of his life, and he's talking to the children of Israel. And he says in verse 15, partway through the verse, he says, "Choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." This was a choice that he made. And he said to the others that day, he said, "You choose too." So tonight, I'm saying to each one of us that we make choices. And for you young people, this is a time of choice. You make lots of choices, don't you? Where you're going to go to school. Who you're going to marry. What you're going to study. Like, there's so many choices. And the Lord says, "Give me thine heart." So, those choices that you make need to be in affection for the Lord Jesus Christ. To recognize His claims upon you. To make those choices in His fear. The result will be His blessing. Now, what if you choose things that are good for you? And you don't really worry too much about the Lord. Or how it may affect somebody else that you love. You know, there may be some sad consequences. And as someone who loves you, I don't want that for you. So I direct you tonight to the Scriptures. Look it up for yourself. Look in the Scriptures for the people that got the blessing. Study it. Study the life of Abraham. Compare it to his nephew. His nephew who chose what was good for him and didn't worry about God. And the result was sorrow. So I direct you to the Word of God. To the presence of the Lord. To be before Him in your life and to seek direction from Him. Now I'm just going to read a couple more verses in this chapter. Verse 29. And it came to pass after these things that Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. And they buried him in the border of his inheritance in Timnath-serah, which is in Mount Ephraim on the north side of the hill of Gaash. And Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua, and which had known all the works of the Lord that he had done for Israel. You know, that's good. The children of Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the elders. And then what? Down. And we read about judges. And the sorrow, and the sorrow, and the sorrow, and the sorrow. And the disappointment, and the trials, and difficulties, and the wars. Why? Choices. Bad ones. Departure from the Lord. Tonight, young people, the Lord wants our hearts. He loves us. He wants our blessing. Turn to Him. Lord, I'm yours. I want to please Thee. Make me useful for Thee. Direct me. Guide me. Those are things we've heard before. But, you know, there's a verse in the book of Daniel. And he asked, he had purpose of heart. And the result was blessing to him and to his friends. And to me. Because Daniel's in this book and I've studied it. Young people, get into the book. If you're not already, gain encouragement and follow His word. And choose Christ. Choose life. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank Thee for Thy word. We thank Thee for the Holy Bible. And we thank Thee for the privilege that we have to have one of our own. Help us to read it. And help us to read it, Lord, as those who love Thee and desire to do Thy will in our lives. We just pray that each of the young people that's here may open their heart to Thee if they're not saved yet. And then that they may give Thee their heart, that they may serve Thee, choose from Thy word the direction that would be pleasing to Thee in their lives. We ask for Thy blessing. Help us, Lord. Encourage us. Take care of us. We ask for a happy evening. In the name of the Lord Jesus, amen.